The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Welcome to our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk was edited and adapted from Levels of Living, Essays on Everyday Ideals, by Henry Frederick Cope, published in 1908. Every force in the world works with the woman and man who seeks the good. This is a good world, and only those who fight against the good face the unconquerable. Yes, we may meet rebuffs. The tides of battle may sweep back and forth, but in the end, we are bound to win. This is as true in the individual life of every fighter as nature and history show it to be in universal life. On our side, there is the great world of the unseen. Little do we know of it, but still that little gives us confidence to believe that it is peopled with our allies. Our fairest hopes of good angels may be delusions as to details, but they are essentially true, being born of an eternal verity. The gospel of good hope declares there is one over all, the friend of all. Greater is the spirit that is with you than any who are against you. Greater is the spirit than your temptations, your adversaries, your difficulties, and your sorrows. That was what the great teachers have come to tell humankind, that God is on their side, seeking to help them, loving, caring, cooperating, leading them into the life of victory over every enemy. When you face life with this confidence, you are invincible. You go forth and an unseen army goes with you. You gain the seer's vision to see even the plotting of the enemy and the forces that fight against you, all working for your good. From many combatants, you gain strength for the decisive struggle. All things work together for good. When you serve the right, the truth, the things that are eternal. Fight for character, for virtue, and the good, and the eternal forces that rule the universe fight by your side. You behold the hills full of the angels of heaven, and though you have no time to enjoy the vision, you know they are there, your allies, your assurance of ultimate victory. The mightiest and the eternal forces fight ever on the side of the right. True, things do not always look that way. Sometimes Napoleon's sneer about God being on the side of the largest battalions seems to have truth in it. But before long, we see the large battalions swept away before the strange, unaccountable, an irresistible power of a smaller fighting force that has truth and God on its side. the person who takes up the struggle for truth, who puts their hand to the sword for the oppressed, for the right, finds themselves holding a two-handled weapon. And if they grasp firmly the one handle, it is as though there were an omnipotent hand grasping the other. The one who fights worthily, in fitting battle, never fights alone. It is not that some omnipotent person steps down from a throne in the heavens and plunges into the battle. It is that every time we step out for right and truth, we place ourselves in accord with eternal spiritual forces that give themselves to us and our work. It is not that God comes to fight for us, so much that we find ourselves fighting beside God. And entering this battle, we see that where we thought none had been fighting, heaven had long been waging the contest.